今天主题是贪婪与慷慨，是尼希米记五章。
I'm reminded of 1 John 2:16, where John says, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world."
我这个今天早上被提醒，在约翰前书，约翰一书，他讲到说，身体的眼目的情欲、肉身的情欲、今生的骄傲，都是从世界来的。
You know, another word for greed is lust.
贪婪的另外一个字就是欲望。
And we see it in the world today in every form and shape.
我们看到这个是贪婪在世界上是用不同的方式呈现。
Many years ago, I read an article.
几年前我读了一个文章。
It's not a Christian article.
不是基督徒的文章。
But it is about the economy and how it is happening in the world.
讲到现今世界上的经济。
And so it says that the economy is mostly powered by the rich.
这个经济其实是被有钱人所掌握的。
And it's engineered to make themselves rich.
它设计的方式也是要让他们变得更有钱。
And so he says that in the US, the top 1% makes 20% of the income of the 95%.
在美国这个最有钱的 1%, 他们是借由他们剩下 95% 的人赚取他们 20% 的薪水。
And then the remaining 4% makes their wealth through the 1%.
这剩下的 4% 的人呢，他们是透过这 1% 的人来赚他们的钱。
In other words, there are about 5% people who are really rich.
有 5% 的人是非常非常有钱的。
And the top 1% has a net worth of 33% of the 90% of the people.
这个最有身价的 1% 呢，他们是剩下 90% 的 33% 这么多的身价。
In fact, if he doesn't have to tell us, we know when we see it, right? We see it in the world.
我们也不用这个数据，我们也知道这个世界上就是这样子运作的。
You know, the rich control the economy.
有钱人掌控经济。
And so to speak, they exploit the rest.
他们也压榨其他的人。
They even control the politicians to make policies that favor them.
他们甚至控制政客，制定对他们有利的政策。
If you have not heard the latest news, is that Amazon for the last few years did not pay much tax, 0.something% only of tax. Amazon.
过去几年这个亚马逊这个网络的购物的公司，它过去几年它付的税其实是微乎其微。
And in the story of Nehemiah,
在尼希米记的这边记载
,the same thing is happening in chapter 5.
在第五章我们也看到同样的故事。
But the sad thing is the Jews were exploiting their own people.
但是很让人忧伤的是这个犹太人他们是压榨自己的同胞。
You know, just a recap of what's the story or the background of this book.
我们来回复一下这个尼希米记是在讲什么。
Remember in the beginning of this book, the chapter 1, he heard the trouble that the people are facing in Jerusalem.
尼希米第一章，这个尼希米听到在这个耶路撒冷这边他们的同胞的一些问题。
And he prayed, and then in chapter 2, God answered that prayer.
他祷告，第二章神就回应他的祷告。
And so he led a group of people back to return to Jerusalem.
他带领一群人回到耶路撒冷。
And in chapter 3, he began to rebuild the city, especially particularly the wall of the city.
在第三章他开始重建城墙。
And then in chapter 4, we read of the story that, you know, the governors of the province, people who served the same king, began to attack him.
我们看第四章这个省的省长他即使是服侍同一个王，他们还开始攻击尼希米。
In other words, his colleagues were attacking him.
他的同事在攻击他。
But the attack was from the outside.
但是这个是外在的攻击。
In chapter 5, the attack, so to speak, is in the inside.
在第五章这个攻击是从内部的。
And so in verses 1 to 5, let's look at it and ask Charles to read in Chinese.
从第一节到第五节，我在这边替大家读。尼希米第五章第一节，百姓和他们的妻大大呼嚎，埋怨他们的弟兄犹大人。有的说，我们的儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命；有的说，我们点了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥；有的说，我们已经指着田地、葡萄园借了钱给王纳税。我们的身体与我们弟兄的身体一样， 我们的儿女与他们的儿女一般，现在我们要将我们将要使儿女做人的仆婢，我们的女儿已有为婢的，我们并无力拯救，因为我们的田地葡萄园已经归了别人。
Verse 5 summarizes actually this exploitation.
前五节就是描述了这个压榨的情况。
Nehemiah says, although we are of the same flesh and blood, or the people who are complaining, they say, although we are of the same flesh and blood as our fellow Jews, and though our children are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery.
这边他的这些人说，他们的儿女跟其他的犹大人的儿女一样，但是他们必须要把他们的儿女变为仆婢来付这些钱。
And some of our daughters, he says, have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belongs to others.
他们的说，说他们的女儿要成为别人的婢，因为他们的没有力量能够拯救他们。
And so.Here actually confirm what Hanani, who told Nehemiah the situation of the people in Jerusalem, that there is a famine that caused them to have all these problems.
这就回到之前哈拿尼所讲到这个耶路撒冷城的情况，他们有这个饥荒，所以造成许许多多人相当贫穷。
And then it also created an opportunity for those who are wealthy.
这也为那些有钱的人创造一个机会。
Where they began to lend out their money, and then when they don't have money to pay, and they have to sell their property and their children.
他们向这些贫穷的人借钱借钱给这些贫穷的人，并且拿他们的田产来抵押。
And so the poor that cannot afford to pay are now crying out to Nehemiah for help.
所以这些没有办法付钱的这些穷人呢，就向尼希米来哀嚎。
And they had three complaints.
他们有三个抱怨。
Or at least in their three complaints, there are three things that they mention.
至少有三件事情。
From verses 2 to 4.
到第二到第四节。
The first thing is that they say, we need food for our families. Verse 2.
第二节讲到是他们需要养活他们的家人。
If not, they will die.
否则的话他们会死掉。
And verse 3, they say that we have to mortgage our property, our land, for food.
第二点是他们必须要抵押他们的一些不动产，要来抵押，然后来换食物。
In order for them to stay alive, they have to do that.
为了存活，他们必须要抵押他们的一些财产。
And then verse 4, they say that they had to borrow money to pay their taxes.
第四节，他们要就是用这些钱来借钱来付税。
See, now they have all these debts that they cannot pay.
他们这些负债已经超过他们的能力了。
And their daughters are in trouble because they have to sell them to these people.
他们的女儿可能就有可能会被卖掉给这些人成为奴婢。
And those.Commentators were commenting on what it means when they say, you know, some of our daughters were already been enslaved. What does it mean?
有些解经书在讲说，这边我们的女儿已成为婢是什么意思呢？
And so they suggest that, you know, some of them were forced to their daughter, the slave owners, in order to pay the debt, their daughters has to sell to them as their bride.
有些这个解经书是讲到说，他们为了要负债，所以说他们把这些他们的女儿强迫嫁给这些奴隶的主人。
Or they are serving as servants and slaves to their owner, but were sexually molested.
所以说他们是被卖为奴仆，或是说会被性侵害。
So it could be in both cases are happening in both things are happening as well.
可能两件事情都是有同时发生的。
But at that time, slavery is not a problem.
在那时候，这个奴隶是允许的。
And slavery is even regulated in the law of Moses.
在摩西的律法里面，这个奴隶是有被规范的。
And Exodus 21 specifically says that, you know, when you have a if a Jew was to sell himself to serve you, don't treat him like a slave.
在摩西律法里面，他讲到说，如果说你有奴婢的话，你不要把他们当作你的仆人，你的奴婢。
Treat them just as a laborer, hired worker.
你应该用像你雇工就是雇他们来工作的这样子的方式来对待他们。
And so they have failed to keep this command or this instruction.
所以他们明显的违背了这个摩西的规范。
And they took advantage of that situation and the people.
他们用这个情况来占了别人的便宜。
And so this is how the poor were exploited.
所以这个就是这些穷人被压榨。
You know, someone says that greed is intoxicating.
有人说贪婪可以令人陶醉。
You know, just like, drinking can make us intoxicated.
就像这个喝酒可以让你醉酒一样。
Or power can also make you intoxicated.
权力也可以让你陶醉。
And when you are intoxicated, you become what? Irrational. You act irrational when you are drunk on wine.
如果你喝
or drink or on liquor.
喝醉的时候你会举止会异常。
While if you are greedy or you are greedy for power or money, you can also act irrationally.
同样的，你对金钱或权力很贪婪的时候，你也会举止异常。
Because you will rationalize away with every reason why you are doing what you are doing.
你会为你所有的行为来合理化。
That's why when you see gamblers, when they are gambling,Even though they know they cannot win, but they still want to try and win back what they lost.
所以你看一些赌徒，这个他们即使他们知道这个赢面不大，他们还是会继续赌。
And you know, someone says that you know only the dealers on Wall Street are the smart ones.
有些人说，只有在这个庄家或是这个华尔街的这些人，他们是很聪明的。
They did not let their greed.Get them intoxicated.
他们很清楚的知道，他们不让这些贪婪让他们这个陶醉。
So they won't act irrationally.
所以他们不会有异常的这个行为。
You know, many years ago, I was trying to buy a car, and I had while waiting for the paperwork, I was talking to the dealer.
几年前我在买车子的时候，我跟这个车商聊天。
And so he told me a story.
这个车商告诉我一个故事。
He told me that a lady once wanted to buy a car from him.
这个有一个女士她想要买车子。
But she couldn't get a loan from all the banks.
但是她没有办法借到钱。
She makes 40,000 a year.
她每年赚$40,000。
But she owns 45,000 in debt.
但是她负债了$45,000。
And so,No bank would want to give her a loan.
所以没有银行想要借钱给她。
And she offered, and she told the dealer, I will pay the bank 30% interest.
这位女士她甚至说我愿意来负担 30% 的利息。
You know, obviously she wasn't thinking.
明显的她没有想清楚。
But the banks are smarter than her.
但是这个银行比她聪明。
They are not,captivated or intoxicated by greed.
这个银行它并没有因为这 30% 的这个利润而借他钱。
So the bank refused to lend her.
所以这个银行拒绝来借他钱。
Someone else also said that Wall Street is like a legalized casino.
有人说华尔街就像是一个合法的赌场。
And financial institutions are legalized loan sharks.
这些这个金融的机构呢就像合法这个放高利贷的机构。
And they are not just dealing with money, they are also dealing with human psychology.
他们不只是玩金钱的游戏，他们是知道人的心理。
They know how to play at our human greed.
他知道人是怎么样贪婪，并且利用这些贪婪。
If you never heard this before, if you know about this, it's not old news.
这个已经不是新闻了。
You know, before the collapse of the market a few years ago,
在几年前这个经济危机之前
，and some people or some financial investment experts were packaging all the bad debts, mortgages, to sell for people to invest.
这些银行他们就是重新重组包装，把这些坏的债，不好的债，就是重新组装，然后卖给别人。
And then some people who are greedy, or some banks who are, or some financial institution were greedy enough to, not buy a lot of them for investment, and they ended up bankrupt or they closed shop because of the collapse in the financial world.
所以这些消费者、这些银行，他们认为把这个当成一个投资啊，他们就买很多，最后就破产。
But that's not the madness.
但这个不是主要的故事。
The madness of this whole thing is that when they went bankrupt, they were given a bailout.
最让人生气的是，他们这些银行破产的时候，政府就主动来纾困。
And who gave them the bailout?
这些钱是哪里来的呢？
The government that we elected, or at least you elected, I'm not a citizen.
这些是我们选出来的一些政府官员。
And with whose money?
这个钱是哪里来的呢？
The taxpayers' money.
这个纳税人的钱。
You know, but as individual, if you got caught in that situation, who bails you out?
如果我们个人破产的话，谁来纾困呢？
No one.
没有人会来纾困。
Not only no one, but your house may be taken away if you have no money to pay your debts.
不止没有人来纾困，我们抵押的房子也会被拿走。
And the madness of a madness is when everything at the end of the year, the financial year, the directors comes out filthy rich. They still get their bonus and their shares.
更让人生气的是，这个事情之后呢，这些财务的这个财务机构的这些领导人，他们还是有很丰厚的回馈。
While the ordinary people becomes poorer,
受害者都是这些一般的人。
This is the kind of world we live in.
这个就是我们今天活在的世界。
This is the kind of world where greed rules its economy.
这个就是被贪婪所影响的一个经济。
You think it's capitalism ruining it? No. It's actually the greed behind the capitalism that rules it.
我们认为是资本主义，但是其实是利用人的贪婪来运作的。
You know, in the movie Slumdog Millionaire,
有部电影叫做《平民百万富翁》。
A few years ago, this film became popular, and it is made by an Indian company.
这是一部印度的电影。
And in the movie, it shows that how the people were using children to beg for money.
在这个电影里面，它显示怎么样，印度人怎么样用孩子来乞讨钱。
And children were all handicapped or have some defects physically. They use those kind of children to beg for money.
他们特别是喜欢利用一些有残疾的孩子们去来要钱，利用人的同情心。
And they even maim children to become physically handicapped to become beggars for them.
他们甚至来刻意的来使孩子残障残疾来要钱。
You see, that's how greed can make a person become so wicked.
这个就是贪婪可以使我们的真的是良心都败坏了。
You know, when I was in India many years ago, doing missionary training, for the local, pastors.
在几年前我在印度训练一些当地的牧师的时候呢。
And I was reading, one day I was reading the Indian newspaper.
有一天我在读印度的报纸。
It's not in Indian, writings or Hindi, okay? It is in English.
是英文的报纸，当地的英文报纸。
India people speaks good English.
英文也是印度的官方语言之一。
And so I was reading their newspaper, and to my horror, the Indian government was telling those who are poor, go and eat rats if you got no money to buy food. Eat rats like those people who are outcasts.
这个印度政府让我很惊讶，是印度政府竟然对这些穷人说，如果说你没有钱的话，你可以到街上去捕那些老鼠来吃，就像那个流浪汉一样。
You know, again, here the problem is greed, because you hog all the money for yourself or the wealth for yourself, and you don't care for the poor.
再次的这些就是这些贪婪让这些有钱人越累积财富不关心穷人。
And that is why the woman and their husbands are crying to Nehemiah, help us, we are desperate, we have no hope, we are dying.
这就是为什么这些百姓和他们的妻子大大呼号，就跟他们说我们快要死了。
You know, we live in an affluent society. We don't really know what poverty is.
我们这个社会是非常的富裕，我们有些时候甚至不知道贫穷是什么样的感觉。
We take for granted that all this that we have is God's blessing.
我们把这些所有的都当作理所当然。
You know, if you go to the third world, then you realize what real poverty is.
我们真的是到了第三世界国家才知道真正的贫穷是像什么样子。
You know, when I was in India, you know, you can have this part, all the nice condominiums.
我们有些时候看到，我在印度的时候看到一个公寓里面。
And then next to the condominiums are all slums, tents, structures made of tin and styrofoam where the poor are staying.
所以在这个看起来很中产阶级的公寓旁边就是贫民窟，很多时候很最基本的生存都有问题的。
And then you read of story in Philippines when the poor children have to rummage through the rubbish to find for food to eat.
所以你有些时候读到像一些菲律宾的穷人，他们必须要这个从垃圾堆里面找食物。
You see, God created everything for us so that we can sustain ourselves to live on earth.
神已经赐给我们能够存活在这个世界上的所有东西了。
But we have turned the structure that God has given to us into our own benefit.
但是我们把神所创造这个美好来扭曲成为这个我们为自己累积财富的一个地方。
And even using it to trade for a profit.
甚至为了要累积我们的利益，来追求我们的利益，累积我们的财富来扭曲。
And we give it a fancy name, capitalism.
我们用
good for everybody.
我们用这个资本主义这样美好的名称来称呼它。
Which is true, it began that way, it was for everybody.
当然一开始是为了所有人都有机会变有钱。
Everybody gets a share of the success and prosperity.
所有人都有希望。
But then, they forget that the sinful nature of man.
但是不知道人的内心是罪恶的。
Who will use that system to benefit and gain from it for themselves.
人会用扭曲这个系统来为自己来累积财富。
You know, when I was in Canada, particularly in Alberta, Edmonton,
在牧师在加拿大的时候呢
，You know, I always hear whether it's Chinese or the Canadians white.Always complaining this. Complaining.
这些人我常常听到人家在抱怨。
You know why would they complain and I don't blame them?
他们在抱怨什么呢？你知道吗
？Because Alberta is rich in oil.
因为Alberta 亚伯特这个省呢，他们是石油很富有石油的。
But our oil is more expensive than the U.S.
但是他们要为在加油站付的钱是比美国还贵。
And some of the reasons that was mentioned was that, you know, because we are in the free trade, you know, we have this free trade thing with other countries, therefore we have to sell it at the market price that they set.
所以这个很多我常听到的解释就是说，因为这个是一个自由贸易的世界，所以我们要在自由贸易的价钱来卖。
But,We sell that oil to the free trade groups to be at a very low price, and then it comes back 3-4 times more than we sell them in order for us to use as consumer.
但是亚伯特省卖了原油是用很便宜的价钱，但是最后回来我们要付的钱提炼出来是我们要付3-4倍高的钱。
And that's why they are complaining why we produce oil and we are paying so much for oil.
所以很多时候人家就抱怨说为什么我们自己是产油的地省但是需要付这么高的油费。
You know, I also hear people saying this.
我也听到其他的故事。
They say that, you know, this generation is the most selfish generation.
这个世代是最自私的世代。
Because it is spending away the wealth of the future generations.
我们把未来好几个世代的这个财富都已经花完了。
And they are particularly referring to the debt that the country holds, whether here in Canada or whether here in America or whether there in Canada or any other country, the debt that we have to run the government.
特别在大家在讲的是，不管是美国或加拿大的国债，就是这个债借钱来经营。
And he says that it takes four generations. They say at that time, it will take four generations to pay off that debt.
有人说在那时候要接下来四个世代才能够把这些债还完。
But today I think it will take more than four.
到今天我想应该是要超过四代才能还得完。
Because that time I think is in the billions and maybe slightly just a few trillions. But now the trillions are in the hundreds of trillions, right?
在那时候大概是几百亿现在大概是上兆了。
But who cares? We just print money, right?
大家就觉得说就是印钱就好了就可以解决问题了不是吗？
You know, try printing money ourselves, you will get thrown into the jail, right?
我们自己印钱，我们当然是会犯法。
But the government can do it.
但是政府可以用这样来解决问题。
And in the Jews' case, we read here, they were exploiting by charging exorbitant rates.
在犹太人的这个例子呢，他们是用向他们的同胞索取高利息。
We don't know what's the amount.
我们不知道大概多少。
But if you read Leviticus, you'll find that actually in the worship of God, actually there's a 20% when you want to redeem something.
在利未记里面，我们知道我们如果要赎回一些事情，要多付5%，20%，五分之一。
So I'm not sure whether it's 20% or even more. I'm not sure. I don't know.
我不知道是不是这个高利息是20%还是更高，我不晓得。
But whatever the amount, when you don't have money, you don't have money.
如果你没有钱就是没有钱。
And that's why this is where they are at this point.
所以这些百姓他们就在这个困境里面。
Whatever they can sell, they have already sold.
他们能够卖的都卖了。
And they ended up selling their own children.
他们最后只得卖自己的儿女。
And so they are really desperate beyond desperate.
他们已经穷途末路了。
And now come this new governor Nehemiah.
所以这个新的省长尼希米来了。
And he comes and rebuild the wall.
他来要重建城墙。
And he recruits all the men to go and help him to rebuild the wall.
他要这些男人来一起来帮助他来建这个城墙。
And they are not working in the fields to produce enough food for them.
他们就没有办法在田地里面工作来有粮食。
And now they turn to him and say, "You got to help us."And save us from our plight.
所以他们就跑来跟尼希米来哭嚎。
And then we come to verses 16 to 19, where we see how Nehemiah responds to their cries.
所以我们看到第六到第十九节，尼希米怎么样来回应
？Can Charles read for me for us? It's a long passage, but bear with us. You need to understand the background.
尼希米记这个后面这个部分，我们必须要知道它的背景，所以我来攻读尼希米记第五章第六到第十九节。我听见他们呼号说这些话，便甚发怒，我心里筹划，就斥责贵胄和官长们说：“你们个人向弟兄取利。”于是我招聚大会攻击他们，我对他们说：“我们尽力赎回我们的弟兄，就是卖与外邦的犹大人。”你们还要卖弟兄，使我们赎回来吗？他们就静默不语，无话可答。我又说：你们所行的不善，我们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗？不然，难免我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。我和我的弟兄与仆人也将银钱一粮食借给百姓，我们大家都当免去利息。如今我劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋，并向他们所取的银钱、粮食、新酒和油。1%的利息都归还他们。众人说：“我们必归还，不再向他们索要，必照你的话行。”我就召了祭司来，叫众人起誓，必照所应许的而行。我也抖着胸前的衣襟说：“ 凡不成就这应许的，愿神照样抖动他离开家产和他所劳碌所来的，直到抖空了。会众都说阿们，又赞美耶和华。百姓就照着所应许的去行。自从我奉派做犹大地的省长，就是亚达薛西王20年，直到32年，共12年之久，我和我弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄，在我之以前的省长加重百姓的担子，每日所要粮食和酒，并银钱40舍克勒，就是他们的仆人也辖制百姓，但我因敬畏神不这样行，并且我恒心修造城墙，并没有置买田地，我的仆人也都聚集在那做工，除了从四围外邦中来的犹大人以外，有犹大平民和官长150人在我席上吃饭，每日预备一只公牛，6只肥羊，又预备一些飞禽，每10日1次，多预备各样的酒。虽然如此，我并不要省长的俸禄，因为百姓服役甚重。我的神啊，求你纪念我为这百姓所行的一切事，施恩于我。
So it seems that they not only sell their properties and children to the Jews, they also sold it to the Gentiles.
所以我们这边看到，他不但是把他们的儿女和田产卖给他们的弟兄，他们也向外邦卖给外邦人。
And so Nehemiah calls them together and try as much as they can to buy back those from the Gentiles.
尼希米他们召聚他们说，他们尽量把他们卖给外邦人的来买赎回。
And then the startling fact is that if when you read, I'm not sure which verse I forgot, but he was saying that, you know, I am also guilty of it.
这个有一节他们尼希米也说他也有罪。
Okay. What does he mean?
他是什么意思呢?
Is he guilty of the same crime or charges that is brought against the people?
他这边讲的是说他自己跟这些人做同样的事情吗?
You know, but before we go there, we look at Nehemiah's response was that he responds with compassion, he responds with anger, but in chapter 1, his response when he hears the report, he expressed in compassion, but here he expressed in anger.
我们比较尼希米他反应在第一章，我们看到他的怜悯，我们在这边看到他的愤怒。
And so the question that came to my mind, or the picture that came to my mind, is that, you know, because often we think that a leader cannot get angry.
我们有时候认为说我们领袖不能发怒。
But here Nehemiah showed anger.
但是尼希米在这边发怒。
And his anger was not on anything but the injustice and the evil done to others.
他的愤怒是对那些不公义的事情和这些做不公义事情的人。
In fact, if a leader sees injustice and does not get angry, something wrong is with him.
所以如果说是一个领袖看到不公义的事情但是没有发怒的话，那就有问题了。
He's either being bribed or he doesn't care.
他不是被贿赂了，就是他不关心。
But a word of caution is that we cannot let our anger cause us to act irrationally.
但是我们要提醒我们自己，在愤怒的时候，不能让不要让这个怒气来控制我们。
Because you look at Nehemiah's reaction or response was that he acted wisely.
这边在讲的是尼希米虽然发怒，但是他很有智慧的来处理这个事情。
You know, he's on a project to build the wall.
他是要为了要建城墙而回来的。
This is the calling God has given to him.
这个是神给他的呼召。
And he cannot jeopardize or he needs to fulfill this calling.
这个是他最重要的一个任务。
But yet, he has to deal with the problem, a real practical problem.Facing his people,
但是他同时也需要来面对他带到他眼前的问题。
Because if they don't have food to eat, their families are in what? They cannot be having wholehearted commitment to help him build the wall.
如果他们的家人因为他们在建城墙没有东西吃的话，他们也没有办法专心来建这个城墙。
And so from what we read just now, we can assume that he actually also. A find out all the clues and the evidences whether the charges that is brought before him were true.
所以我们看到尼西米他很仔细的来先调查这个他听到的事情是不是属实。
He called the accused, the victims and the witnesses to come together.
他把这些所有控告的并且控告的并且被告的全部都聚集在一起。
And then they bring the charge against the nobles and the official there.
他们也把贵胄和官长来叫出来。
And there were three particular charges that were mentioned.
这边有特别三个地方的一个控诉。
He stated that what the charges were that they have wrong or done.
首先他解释说这个他们的被控告是什么事情并且解释他们是错误的。
No, he tell them this is what your charge is and this is why you are being charged. What did you do wrong so that you are now being charged?
他告诉他们说你为什么被控告并且这些为什么是错的。
And then secondly, he pointed out the irony of what they were doing.
他也指出他们的行为的荒谬。
He says, God has set us free from slavery, but now you put your own fellow Jews into slavery.
他说这个荒谬是在他们神从奴隶中解放他们，但是他们却现在反过来奴役他们自己的同胞。
And then the last thing he did, he appealed to them.
最后他向他们恳求。
That as a nation of God, they must be united.
作为神的国，他们必须要合一。
They must not destroy their unity because of their greed.
不能因为贪婪而破坏这个合一。
And make themselves a laughingstock to the people around.
让他们成为其他国家的笑柄。
You know, internal trouble destroy the unity within.
内部的一些动荡会让这个合一来破坏这个合一。
External trouble usually unites the people together.
从外在的危机通常会让这个会增进这个合一。
And internal trouble often allows us to become a witness that will shame God's name.
但是内部的内部的一个问题会使神的名来蒙羞。
And that's why when people see us Christians not loving one another and having this problem and that problem or committing this sin and that sin, they call us hypocrites.
所以很多时候，当不信主的人看我们基督徒一些不讨神喜悦的事情的时候，他称我们基督徒是伪君子。
And so because of that, Nehemiah instructed them.Particularly the nobles and officials, stop doing what you are doing.
所以特别尼西米就叫这些官长跟贵胄说，停止你们在做的行为。
That is exacting usury from their own countrymen.
就是向他们的同胞来取利。
In verse 7.
在第七节。
And the word, the phrase exacting usury, in other versions of the Bible is translated as charging exorbitant interest.
这个地方取利就是说是取很高的利息。
Another translation translated as stop acting as bond brokers.
另外一个翻译就是说不要当当铺老板。
You know, this is the charge.
这个就是他们的犯的错误。
And because of that, the people who owe them the debt have to sell the property.And the children as slaves for their unpaid loans.
这些欠钱的人，他们要卖他们的田产、家业，甚至他们的子女。
And this is the verse that I was mentioning, that is verse 10, where Nehemiah seems to be making a shocking admission that he is also guilty of it.
在第十节，我们看到这个尼西米，他似乎也承认他有这样子一个借别人钱的事情。
He says, "I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain."
他说我和我的弟兄与仆人也将银钱粮食借给百姓。
And so first of all, from that phrase, we can surmise that, you know, it's a common practice for them to do it.
所以我们知道说这个或许是当时的一个经常性的一个现象。
But however, Nehemiah might not be guilty of charging exorbitant interest.
但是尼西米他并没有这样又娶高利贷。
Because you read later, he defended himself, saying that you know, when I became a governor, I was not like those older governors doing all these things. I supported myself and my people that were under me.
所以他因为他后面有讲说他这个当官长的这十二年内，他并没有领这个任何的俸禄，他是用自己的能力来赚取。
And so you can also explain it or interpret it as he as a leader is crying before God or say admitting before God that we together we are all guilty of this.
所以我们知道他在这个神面前，他是说我们在神面前都是有罪的。
And when they heard that.And through the encouragement and instruction of Nehemiah, they gave back all that they took from this people.
这些官长和贵胄听完之后，他们就认罪，他们就归还了。
And in short, what Nehemiah did was he acted, or he told the people, "Let us be generous."
这个总结来说，就是尼西米鼓励他们，要他们慷慨。
And actually, when they set the children free from slavery, it's actually like the year of jubilee.
他们把他们的这个儿女释放回去，就像喜年的一样。
Act generously in that way.
他鼓励他们用这样子用慷慨的来行。
And they all agreed, we will do it.
他们都同意，他们说我们会这样做。
But Nehemiah know the wickedness of man's heart.
但是尼西米他知道人心是险恶的。
So he called the priest and asked the priest to witness what these people say.
所以他叫祭司来一起来见证这些人所承诺的。
And then he make a gesture and act.
他也做一些动作。
And the act is, he shook the fold of his robe.
他抖着胸前的衣襟。
And the fold of the robe is like the pockets, in that day.
胸前的衣襟很多，那在那时候很多是放钱的地方。
And when he did that, he says, in this way, may God shake out of their house and possession anyone who does not keep this promise.
凡不成就这应许的，愿神照样抖他离开家产和他劳碌所得来的。
And so what he did was this.
所以他的意思就是
okay.
把他的口袋就像我们现在的口袋把他抖。
As a gesture to show them that if you don't obey, God is going to empty all your pockets.
就说如果你不遵守你刚才所承诺的话，神就会让你口袋空空。
And then in verse 14 to 19, Nehemiah contrasted himself with the old governors.
14到19节尼西米他把自己和过去的省长来做比较。
He says, as for 12 years, I did not exploit anyone.
他说12年之久他都没有吃省长的俸禄。
Everything we use, I gave it out. I use my own.
他说所有他们用着吃的东西都是他自己所赚来的。
And he can afford it because the king gave him all that he needed.
他能够负担，因为神，因为这个王已经赐给他所需要的。
You see, greed causes us to exploit others for our own gains.
贪婪会让我们来压榨别人，来为了我们自己的需要。
But generosity leads us to give sacrificially.
但是慷慨会让我们愿意替别人牺牲。
But Nehemiah, in comparison with the governor, may look good.
他过去或许跟这个过去的省长比较起来是看起来是比较好的。
But he cannot be compared to Jesus Christ.
但是他和耶稣基督比较起来还差得远。
Jesus gave his life as a sacrifice for all.
耶稣基督他把他的生命为所有的人而舍了。
And as his disciples, we are to be like him.
作为他的门徒我们必须要效法他。
You know, I'm not talking about giving our wealth, you know, it's just, wealth is just part of it.
这边的教导并不是说我们把所有的田产家业都卖了，当然我们的慷慨奉献是 一部分。
What I'm talking about generosity is the spirit that we need to have as a person.
这慷慨其实是我们必须要这个基督徒的一个很重要的一个特质。
Because we are a child of God.
因为我们是神的孩子。
We are made in the image of God.
我们是以神的形象所造的。
And it must be the mark of a disciple as well.
这也是必须要成为一个门徒的一个必须要有的形象。
And God commands us in Micah 6:8.
在弥迦书第六章有讲到。
He calls us to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly.
要我们行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心。与你的神同行。
See, generosity is bigger than just giving something.
慷慨其实是指的是远远超过我们只是给别人一些东西。
It's about being just and fair.
而是要有公义并且是要有公平。
It's about merciful and compassion.
要怜悯。
And it's about humility.
要有谦卑。
Humble enough to know that God owns everything.
谦卑的心，我们就知道说神是所有一切事物的来源。
Because we often say, 我今天有这样，就我空空双手打出来的。Right? Okay. Because we think all this belongs to us and we deserve it, we earn it.
我们很多时候认为说我们是白手起家，我们这个是都是我们自己的功劳。
It is God.
其实是神的丰富。
And that's also what Leviticus tells us if you read the book of Leviticus.
所以我们读利未记的时候，我们就读到这些都是从神来的。
Because everything you bring back to worship and sacrifice to God, it is a reminder that God owns everything.
我们在我们奉献的时候，这些原本就是神的。
Even when the land, God says, after 50 years, it belongs. If you sell it after 50 years, you cannot say it's mine forever. You have to release it and give it back to the rightful owner.
利未记里面讲到说，每到禧年的时候，每五十年第五十年的时候，你向其他人所买来的地，应该要归回到原本的本族本家。
It's a reminder that this everything on earth does not belong to us.
这也是提醒我们，我们地上的东西不是属于我们的。
And that's why Peter say we are aliens and strangers and sojourners on this earth.
也就是说，这个圣经里面所说，我们是客居的，我们是寄居的，我们是客旅。
Because everything is not ours.
因为我们不拥有任何的事情。
God allows us to use it during our time here.
神允许我们在世的时候运用这些资源。
And so I pray that we understand the values and the principles of what God teaches us in the scriptures.
所以今天的功课就是希望我们能够知道神要我们在世上运用这些资源的一些智慧。
Whatever God gives to us, whatever God provides for us, it is not just for our own use, it is also for us to use it to help others.
神所赐给我们的任何的事物和丰富都是要不只是我们自己享用，而且是要在他的神国使用的。
And that's the generosity spirit I'm talking about.
这就是慷慨的精神。
And so may God help us.
求神帮助我们。
Let's pray.
祷告。
天父，求你帮助我们更加了解明白你自己，我们的神，你的旨意，你的教导，让我们可以学习有你这种的爱同这种的心态，奉主耶稣的名求。